In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you pay attention to the news, particularly the religious news in the last 2 weeks, we've seen two fairly prominent evangelicals that have apostatized, that have renounced their faith and basically said that they're no longer Christians. One of them said that outright, and the other one practically said it. And you might say, well, what has that got to do with us? Well, we live in a culture that's predominantly Protestant and to a lesser extent Roman Catholic. We're the minority. And as long as we lived in a society where the majority of people who were Christians shared at least a common basic Christian morality, it was a lot easier to be an Orthodox Christian in this country than it's going to be when we are the last of the Mohicans, which I'm afraid we're headed towards. I mean, there probably will still be some evangelicals that will hold out and some Roman Catholics that will hold out, but if the majority of those groups either have lost their faith entirely or have caved in on Christian morality, you can be sure that the state will be using even more force than it's already using to try to shove down immorality down our throats. And that's already happening as it is, even though we're not at that point yet, but we are headed in that direction. Today, we, of course, commemorate the procession of the cross and also the Maccabean martyrs. The commemoration of the Maccabean martyrs is actually the older commemoration for this day. The procession of the cross is a feast that developed later, and it developed out of a practice in Constantinople of doing processions, dedicating the entire month of August to the cross and doing processions through Constantinople, through the city with the Maleben service, because it was a time when there was great sickness, and so people were praying that they would be delivered from the sickness. But the commemoration of the Maccabean martyrs is the older commemoration. And why do we commemorate the Maccabean martyrs? One thing you might notice if you look at their icons, these are Old Testament saints, and yet they're all holding crosses. And the reason why they're holding crosses is because they are martyrs, and in iconography, martyrs usually are holding a cross. But obviously they lived before the cross. They were great martyrs before the martyrs, as we heard in the services. And the time that they lived in, we had the pagan Greeks that had taken over the Middle East, and there came a ruler who decided that he was going to force everyone in his empire to adopt the Greek language and adopt Greek customs and adopt the Greek religion. And so any Jew that circumcised their child, the child would be killed, the mother would be killed, tortured, and the entire family would be killed in many cases. People were forced to eat pork that had been sacrificed to idols. People were forced to worship the Greek gods. And it was a faithful remnant of people who resisted this. In the first Maccabees, we read especially, in second Maccabees, we read especially about the family of a priest by the name of Mattathias, who had five sons, the most prominent of them being Judah, who had the nickname the Hammer, which is Maccabee in Hebrew. And that's where the name of this revolt comes from. And all but the youngest of these brothers gave their lives in defense of their faith. But the Maccabean martyrs that are depicted in that icon are a different family. This is a family of seven brothers who had an instructor who was an elderly scribe by the name of Eleazar. And they came to him first, and they tried to talk him into, just pretend that you're eating the pork. You don't have to actually do it. Just pretend that you're doing it. And he said, well, if I do that, then the younger people are going to say, well, if such a venerable old man has given up on this, then why shouldn't I do it? And he said, why should I do that when I've only got a little bit of time left and just so that I can hang on to maybe a few more days? I'm not going to do it. So they tortured him and they killed him. And then they took the seven brothers and they started with the oldest one, and they tortured each one of them one by one in horrible ways. And you can read all about it in 2 Maccabees, and also I believe 4 Maccabees gives a more detailed account. And when they got to the youngest one, they asked the mother to try to talk this boy into renouncing his faith, and were told that she spoke to him in Hebrew so that the king would not understand what it was that she was trying to say, and she told him, "Don't give in." So finally he was killed, and then last of all, the mother. You've heard the phrase, "Be the bee," which has been popularized of late, and that relates to a saying of the fathers that we are to be like the bee and go from flower to flower. In other words, go from one person to the next and find the virtue in that person to emulate them. Well, I would say that there's another kind of bee that we need to emulate, and especially in our time, and that's to be the Maccabee. We need to be people who are going to be resisting this, and we're not going to cave in. What the Maccabees did that were the faithful remnant is they encouraged those that were weak, and eventually the entire nation triumphed and they were able to maintain their faith. And even though later they lost their independence as a state, but under the Romans, because they had a treaty with the Romans gave Jews a special status. And so the Jews were never tortured and forced to try to renounce their faith like Christians were, because the Jews were protected by this treaty. But so they fought and they won their religious liberty as Jews. Christians had to fight that fight again, and they looked to these Maccabees as examples for them to follow, because they were the martyrs before the martyrs. But we, like them, need to strengthen the weak around us and show that we're not going to cave, because there are people who are teetering on the brink. There are people who might cave or they might not cave, depending on what they see other people around them do. And we need to make sure that we are not a person that causes other people to fall, but that we stand firm for the faith. Amen.